Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning for the first time here is Executive Director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce, Amy Gessert. Amy, thank you for joining me this morning, and it is also your first holiday season as the Executive Director. I mean, Thanksgiving is right next week, and then Christmas is right around the corner. So what is it that the Chamber is going to be doing this holiday season to help small businesses in the region enjoy a normal Thanksgiving and Christmas this year?
We are working with area retail enterprises. We're working with the city, the county, Make It Maryville is a partner with us, and the area media and things like that to put together a Very Maryville Christmas. And the main focus there is just to encourage shopping local, keeping spending money here in town. We know that there's supply chain issues and workforce issues here, and this Christmas may look a little bit different. So really just my focus is on encouraging people to stay local, you know, shop your friends and neighbors and that sort of thing.
So will there be any changes that the Chamber will be implementing this year for the holiday season?
One of the things that we do pretty much every year is a Shop Maryville or Shop Small Uniquely Nottoway event. Last year, there was some COVID money that came in through the county and the city that let us really promote that and open it up countywide. This year, that money is not available, so we've gone back to a membership or a partnership where the businesses kind of contribute gift cards and cash prizes. So we start Shop Small Uniquely Nottoway on the 6th, and when people shop one of those participating businesses, they can get raffle tickets. So for every $20, $25 they spend, they get a raffle ticket that goes into a drawing, and every Monday afternoon we draw for a giveaway of gift cards. We have $3,500 in gift cards to give away and $2,500 in cash prizes. So Mondays up until December 20th, we'll do several drawings for the gift cards, and then on December 20th, we're going to do a $500 cash prize for a ticket that was given away at one of our chamber members only. Then we'll dump all the tickets together and do another two $500 drawings and then a $1,000 cash prize drawing.
You know, shopping on the square in Maryville will probably be different this year for a lot of people with several new businesses downtown and several looking at opening within the next year. So from your perspective, having been in the community for years, even before your current role as executive director of the chamber, is there a different feeling heading into the holiday season this year?
There's much more vibrancy here. There's fantastic Fidos even where they're carrying locally made, there's a small entrepreneur that does locally made dog treats that she sells there. And then there's just more of a collaboration and more of a partnership going on, you know, supporting each other, trying to make things work for each other, if that makes any sense. So really just joining together, the hangars joining together with some of the things downtown to do some movies here. It's just, I'm seeing a lot more of businesses kind of feeling like, okay, we're all in this together. Let's all help each other out. And I think that is a new energy that we have always had in Maryville, but it's even just elevated more now than ever.
We're talking with Amy Gessert. She is the executive director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. Amy, I see that there is going to be some pop-ups this holiday season. Go ahead and talk a little bit about those.
So Monday after Thanksgiving is typically Cyber Monday. So that's supposed to be, you know, where everybody shops online. Our take on that, though, is just really reclaiming that. So we're working with Nottoway County Economic Development and their pop-up shops that they have. We've kind of put together what we're calling Makers Monday, and it's just the cottage businesses, things like Sylvia's, the macaroons that she makes, Pop Henry, some of the really big pop-up shops that we've had a lot of success here at the Chamber's office on Market Street, are coming into Northside Mall on the 29th to do a pop-up Makers Monday shop. So we have something like 25 to 30 vendors that are going to be there. Spoofy Beans from the high school is going to come and be serving hot drinks that you can purchase, and then we're also going to have carriage rides.
Well, not to shift gears all of a sudden, but you know, this is the first time we've talked since you've taken over as executive director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. So I guess my question is, Amy, what's the reception been like so far from the community?
It's been really great. You know, we're just in a weird season where it's harder to be on the same page with our neighbors than we've ever been before. There's a lot of unrest, and my focus really has been on unity. I see a need to really just bring people together, and that's in any situation. This campus and town, it's agriculture and business, it's all over the place. And I think as people kind of get to know me and know that that's my focus, it's been a real easy transition for me, and it's been really fun to see some of that progress happen.
So it's probably a little bit too far out, even though I'm sure a lot of people feel like ringing in the new year is just around the corner. But what are you looking forward to in 2022?
Right now, I came in, you know, fourth quarter, where retail is the big focus, and then Christmas and all of that point. So right now, it's just to make it through until the 31st. But when the new year starts, I'm hoping to just have a really re-energized focus on unity and keep just, you know, continue that momentum of bringing people together.
All right, Amy, best of luck this holiday season. Once again, that was Amy Gesser. She is the executive director of the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce. And I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.